Shopping Tunnel.
We're back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. Brandon Peoples talking with City Manager Ron Fear, Mayor Mike Dodson. Tonight's meeting, 7 o'clock, City Hall. It's also, of course, broadcast on the city's website, cityofmhk.com, and on their Facebook page, Cox Cable Channel 3, if you have cable. Proclamations being read tonight. What do we have?
Well, let's see. I think we have four, don't we, Ron?
Three for sure.
Well, I think Susan told me we might have added one. But anyway, okay. We've got one that's Little Apple Pride Day, and we have about four people will be coming to be present during that reading, and then they'll have their event on Saturday. Fair Housing Month, which is a big deal for all of us here, and it's probably one of the meetings you mentioned that you had attended. Mm-hmm. We've got some energy behind this and some good ideas, and we're always open to this kind of thing. It's trying to figure this out has really been hard. I mean, it's probably been on the agenda off and on for maybe 15 years, maybe longer than that. But, I mean, most people's memory runs that long that there's been some initiative. So we're hoping to continue to make progress there. And then, very important, we'll read a Sexual Assault Awareness Month proclamation. And we'll have four or five people there from that to receive that important proclamation. Mike. I did want to mention, sometimes we overlook this, and it's really important to us, but we've got some board appointments, and we're going to be appointing Jamie Morris Hardiman to the library board, and also Ken Ebert is being reappointed to the Urban Area Planning Board. And as we've said many times, this city is blessed to have people who volunteer for these things, and we couldn't run the city without them. I mean, the number of times when commissioners read and understand what these advisory committees have provided to us on some very tough issues help us understand maybe the broader community's view on things. So we really appreciate their service.
Absolutely. Just might, relative to Fair Housing Month, we are having a fair housing seminar. This will be on Thursday, April 18th at the headquarters fire station at 2000 Denison Avenue. Registration is free, but we do ask folks to register for this event. There'll be some sessions so folks can learn about identifying electrical and mechanical hazards in existing buildings. And Brad Clausen, our assistant chief of the fire department, is going to lead that. Some Section 8 inspection process. Joanne Sutton from the Housing Authority will be there to talk about that. If you've been maybe have rental housing and might want to join the Section 8 program, which is a program that HUD provides a subsidy for renters, that's another good component. And then finished out the morning, it's a Kansas Residential Landlord and Tenant Act, Fair Housing and Non-Discrimination Ordinance. And we have Teresa Baker from the Landlord Tenant Program Manager of Housing and Credit Counseling coming to do that. So that'll be a great event for folks that are interested in that.
If we could probably do one thing, it would be to get that in everybody's hands, the Landlord Tenant Act. It's very comprehensive, and I mean, there are some other issues that surround why people don't report, but it does give you what your acts are under the law or what your rights are under the law.
And one thing I gathered from the students at that meeting last week at K-State was there was a few city commissioners there. A lot of them just, they don't know, and they don't know where to find that information. And a lot of them, I think, are intimidated sometimes by the landlords. That's at least what I gathered from that meeting last week. And so maybe trying to educate more, I think that's going to be very beneficial.
Yeah, we've tried with K-State in the past. I mean, there's some apprehension on the students, as you mentioned, but if you look at the process that Fort Riley uses with an off-post housing office, we would like for K-State to be able to do that. I mean, they've got, I think, a graduate student in there who's in their off-campus housing, but you really need somebody who understands all the rules and can advocate for individuals. and can really take these actions, not just kind of note them. I mean, it's a tough job, but I think that will go a long way. The other thing we mentioned is if you can get all the freshmen to live on campus so that they can mature a little bit and understand maybe from a friend who's out in the housing market as a junior or senior, and then they'll have a lot more knowledge if it comes time for them to move into off-campus housing. So there's a lot of things that can be done, but there's some structural things that have been suggested to us that we're considering now. So hopefully we can continue to make some progress.
And you guys probably encourage, I know the K-State students, maybe they don't always think about it, but they're part of the community here.
Absolutely.
As a temporary residents here.
Yeah. And the, you know, the education thing is a challenging one, and it's something just, you know, even the discussion we had a week ago was one where we need to continue to try to make refinements to educate folks on different aspects of the program that we have.
You can imagine a young college student who fears that they're going to lose their deposit, or even worse, if something goes wrong and they have to move in the middle of a semester. That's pretty daunting. I mean, all of us have kind of been in that situation, and you want stability so that your studies and the rest of it can go as smoothly as possible.
Absolutely. Well, that's a conversation we'll continue to have here going forward. Guys, thanks for being here, and have a good meeting tonight.
Thanks a lot.
Mayor Mike Dodson, City Manager Ron Fear, our guests here from the City of Manhattan. Again, they meet tonight at 7 p.m.
All right, Brandon, thank you much. And tomorrow, Kansas Governor Laura Kelly will be making her debut here on K-Man's In Focus. May actually start the program a little bit early to accommodate her schedule, so that looks like that's going to be at 9 o'clock. And we're going to have her for about 20 minutes. And then we'll have some discussion with USD 383 folks, Eric Reed and Kurt Herman. It's 10 a.m. at K-Man. Good morning.
When you shop at Carpet One of Manhattan, you're among members of the community. Carpet One of Manhattan. K-M-A-N. Manhattan.